This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, let's have us a nice Monday afternoon, and let's kick that off by speaking to good friend of the show, writer, podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, we're kicking off the week. Where would you like to go first? Personal?
Me?
Or are we going to get political immediately?
Either or, really. I mean, I'm here to be entertained, Rob. Entertain me, please.
Hey, so this weekend, I went and took my concealed carry refresher class 2 weeks ago, and the instructor there goes, "Why don't you show up and act as a line coach for me?" So I helped a friend teach another group of students who want to carry concealed in Louisiana.
Okay.
Wow. They're eager, they're excited, and they're predictable. You see them come in, they're, "Am I doing this right?" And after a while, they're making holes in the paper and they're comfortable. And then they kind of look at it and go, "I can kill somebody with this, can't I?" And they put the gun down and you go, you see them wrap their hands and their head around being a gun owner. Now, in theory, that happened intellectually a long time ago, but punching holes in paper, the sound of it, the feel of it in their hands, and that was great because I saw in front of my eyes a change of heart, which is perfect. You would hate for somebody to treat it like a video game. No, this is the opposite. This is real.
All right.
I think that makes them infinitely ordinary. But I was also interviewed by a German news organization, and they asked me, "Well, aren't you afraid that, you know, people will hurt somebody, that bad guys will get the guns?" And I go, all the ink on paper doesn't stop the bad guy. And I asked the reporter, "I'd like you to go shoot because I think it will affect your heart the same way it affects my students. You'll feel the weight of the gun, and you will come away realizing this isn't a toy. You will hold yourself in check and to high standards." You know,
right.
That's sort of what we've seen across the entire country. In states that instituted constitutional carry, where there was no longer a state-mandated permission slip, we saw training go up. I believe it. And it was just proved to me again this last weekend.
So a German news organization said, "Aren't you afraid the criminals will get the guns?" Did they just notice there's a United States out there? Their own history, have they forgotten about things like the Bader Meinhof gang and all right. the terrorism they've had there? And, you know, the bad guys got guns there too. And,
exactly. So you're a citizen of Germany and the EU, and you're telling me that the criminals don't have guns over there? That's not the news reports that I'm reading. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and hopefully the reporter will take us up. I think she was in New York. I turned her toward Anthony Calandro, our friend there in New Jersey, not very far from New York City. She would learn so much through her own experience.
I don't know anything about Anthony's syllabus, so I'm going to take your word on that one. I don't know if he actually, how good the class or bad the class actually is. So I'll take your word on that one.
Okay. We'll carry on. And of course, the weekend was filled with politics that, if not at least interesting, feels compelling if you own a gun or want to protect your gun rights. Have you ever met Sidney Powell?
I never have. You told me that you had.
Several times. She is both, her intellect, it just is stellar. You talk to her. She's got the command of such facts at her fingertips. As you would expect, she's an advisor to the Professional Society of Appellate Lawyers. So when somebody says, I want to be an appellate lawyer, she helps set the standards for what that means. And she sees herself as an officer of the court, which technically all lawyers are. But she personifies that. And she feels morally and professionally compelled to bring misconduct to the attention of the courts.
Sure.
She's on the Trump legal team, but think of it. Powell is out for justice. The Trump legal team, and it's led by Rudy Giuliani, they're all, no, our goal is to serve our client, to expose fraud in this election, and let our client win. And I think Powell is, you know, seeking a higher goal. On the other hand, God help you if you get in her way. She is a force of nature.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw where they were... What was it? Somebody was saying that she was not a part of the team, that she was practicing law on her own. I saw some of that stuff. I know that there's some other thing out there besides that going on. So,
what I suspect, now remember, she has dealt with massive lawsuits before, like the Enron debacle and some of the executives that were prosecuted, some quite fairly, some unfairly. Meaning the particular charges that were brought against these men were fabricated, but when the federal government jumps on you, it takes a really strong lawyer to bear that weight and throw that burden off of you.
Sure.
One thing I found fascinating, in a recent poll, 30% of Democrats polled think there was corruption in this election. Wow. And, you know, I wish they'd said, now, when a politician buys a vote tallying system, is rigging the election then considered, check one box, a bug, check, or a feature?
Right. That's, you know.
Evidently, this is not the first time. This isn't the first time this sort of corruption's gone on. It's disgusting and embarrassing that we didn't stop it sooner. Wow.
Probably.
Well, that was my weekend. What are you doing?
my weekend was spent getting my back cracked and hanging out with grandchildren, which was sort of that's always sort of cool. Although I am trying to figure out the next pistol video. Simply because, not because of, you know what, we'll talk about that when we get back. Tell everybody how they find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and there it's picked up at places like Clash Daily, at Amaland and the Daily Surge, and once a week I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
Yep, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. There are just too many. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morrison, he was asking me what I had been up to. I've got an issue that I'm trying to overcome. I have probably got, I don't know, 4,500 rounds of 9mm, right?
Right.
That's not bad, but it's going to be scarce, and if it isn't scarce, it's going to be expensive. So I'm trying to figure out how to do gun reviews and do a full accounting of the gun and at the same time not burn a lot of ammo.
Gone are the days when you say, so I burned 500 rounds through it to break it in, because you can't afford that anymore.
No, I can't. Although one of the guns I'm reviewing is the Chambers pistol, because there's not that many of them out there, and somebody pointed this out to me, and I've been out here just sort of like, oh, the Chambers gun, it's cool, and then I don't video it or anything or show why it's cool. So I've been asked to do a sort of a deep dive into that gun, and I'm trying to do that. And I've done the tabletop part of it, and I've shown some old footage of it shooting, but now I got to take it out and let other people shoot it besides myself. Because I need that
solution.
What, have them bring their own ammo?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. I will bring a really cool gun. Then some guy brings range reloads and it malfunctions. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, well. Another bad
idea. So that's, you know, that's part of the issue. The other part of the issue is that there's nobody that has guns that I see some people still reviewing guns, and I'd really like to know how they get them. And I guess I need to call some manufacturers up and say, but I have a lot of manufacturers that supply or sponsor the show. They have nothing to send me, though.
Huh. Oh, the pipeline's been drained.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's some of the problems I'm trying to figure out. I've been asked to be on something called Cutting Edge TV.
Cool. Tell me more.
There's a radio network called Good Talk, and they carry my show, and they've extended an invitation to me to come and do a TV show, which the joke among radio hosts is that we all want to be on TV. We all think we'd be really good on TV. So, I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is they want and what it is exactly I can do. I don't want to do a show where it's just me talking the whole time. I want to show some guns shooting or something, but I can't recycle any of the YouTube videos because they have YouTube connotations to them, like like and subscribe and that kind of stuff. So this is it's going to be on Roku TV.
Now, does that mean you literally can't take any excerpts out of the YouTube video?
I could take the shooting excerpts out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that. But I'm just trying to figure out how that's going to be, because definitely not something that I could do every day, because some of these people are doing them every day, and I'm like, wow. But you know how it is. You know how it's going.
I do. Well, and there was a time when you could say, right now I'm just thinking of the logistics of it. How do you find that much ammo? If you literally went and shot a gun every day and wanted to get a video, obviously you wouldn't have that much time to edit it. And because you've got your other day job and your other life, and wow, that'll keep you really busy. Well, you won't have any trouble to get into trouble.
No. No, I won't. I barely have any time to get in any trouble now as it is. I mean, that's a good way of looking at it. John Farnham told me that every day, if I'm in bed, in my bed by 10 p.m. every day, I'll never get into mischief.
Well, and remember, John has got so much time on the police beat. He's under the been there, done that. There's John's picture.
Yeah.
And he's seen a world of stupid parade in front of him as a police officer. Wow. I also thought of you. Oh, we're almost out of time. Well, a couple minutes.
We got 2.5 minutes. Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah. Do you remember that drill we did with Steve Fisher? Here, back up to the 25, hit that little round target, and we'll sort out whatever problems you're having.
Right.
The NRA instructor qual is very similar to that. You got to put, 15 out of 15 into that pie plate. No, not the dinner plate, the little cake size, 6-inch, is it 5 or 6, 25. And I did that, and I start to notice my sights are off, and I missed it by one. And I went, well, for a cold shot, after all the students are done, I didn't exactly embarrass myself, but I would really have liked to have done it. So I had a new goal. Get sighted in, be able to hit 15 out of 15.
That is something that's the other thing I was going to work on. See, this Chambers gun, and I also decided to take the Chambers gun and use that as the benchmark, and I sent off my Glock Gen 5 Glock 45 to C&H Precision to have it milled out for a optic. I was going to trade it for MOS, but there's nobody has one. So I had to send it off, and they're going to install the optic on it. And then I'm going to try to shoot the same way Steve was teaching us to shoot with the Chambers gun, which will be so easy. But then I'm going to try to make that translate over to the Glock platform, which for me, that's a little bit of an issue.
And you're not throwing 9, you're throwing 45, which makes it harder still.
No. That's just the model number. It's actually a 9. Oh. It's the civilian Glock 19X.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. So it's, the Glock... Glock 19 slide and the Glock 17 grip.
Just to shoot one of the students this weekend, she's qualifying, and then suddenly I realized she's shooting 40. And I looked down at the target. Good for her. She's doing great.
So tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time in this segment. Please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing gets picked up by Clash Daily, by Ammoland, and also the Daily Surge once a week. It's only once a week. I get to be with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas, as Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says.
If you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocols. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving. The TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News. After having some of the most stringent lockdowns in one state, some of the residents are finally fed up.
Crowds gathered in front of Huntington Beach Pier Saturday night to protest the first night of a nearly statewide nighttime curfew imposed by Democrat Governor Newsom. The curfew affects all Southern California counties, but protesters in Orange County were sending a message to the governor. ABC7 in Los Angeles reported the people gathered at the 10 p.m. curfew time Saturday along Pacific Coast Highway at Main Street. Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Ryan Riley said the group was law-abiding for the most part. One person was arrested for public intoxication. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia is denying a meeting between their prime minister and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, saying the meeting never took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
I've got some personal affinity for this news bill.
Sure.
I applied for my concealed carry renewal, but it's taken the state so long that my license has expired. Now I'm trying to figure out whether I ask for a 45-day temporary license. I'll call them up to see if they can process that more quickly. Some of the excuses that I've heard are, oh, COVID. Well, Nantucket, Massachusetts, the police department says, yeah, no, we can't do any fingerprinting. Philadelphia, in their let's defund the police, they shut down their firearms processing unit. I noticed that the Second Amendment, the SAF Foundation, is suing New Jersey saying you can't have a virtual right that in theory you can get, but in practice is denied to everybody. That's a denial because there are no concealed carry permits in New Jersey. None of us ever can show, quote, a demonstrated need, a compelling need to have a firearm. That's only for judges and politicians. So, wow, this problem is widespread. We asked the government. The government said, hey, we'll regulate this and make it safer for you. Except then the government doesn't do what it said it would do. Illinois is the same way. Now you need a FOID card to get ammunition, and you can't get a FOID card processed. Once it expires, we'll get to it in a couple months. What, do we have to apply for its renewal as soon as we get the first one? It's a horrendous betrayal of our trust of government. Just like we thought that government officials would seek a fair election, we thought that when they said, yeah, we're worried about public safety, we're going to regulate a firearm, we didn't realize at that point that it would be regulated out of existence.
I've come to one sad conclusion, is that government is in and of itself is sort of it's sort of like Reagan used to say, government is not the salvation, it's the problem.
Right.
And getting out there and listening to them say anything and believing it is, I kind of think of, is silly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's wishful thinking. Isn't that interesting? We have to be more skeptical in our education of youngsters to say, hi, here are the times, time after time, where government said one thing and then served their own ends. If you thought that corporations were greedy, let me introduce you to government bureaucrats and politicians who very quickly serve their own ends rather than yours.
Right.
Ow, that kind of pops that youthful idealistic bubble. And it needs to be popped.
Well, yes.
I do have a DGU. I'd like to jump into that. Do you want to do it now or save it for the next segment?
Well, let's see. We got 4.5 minutes.
Let's at least jump in. Maybe it'll carry over. This comes out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Your roommate calls you. It's a few minutes after midnight, and he goes, hey, buddy, somebody's trying to break in. You turn around, drive back home. You walk into your house and find two strangers inside, dressed in black masks, guns, and they threaten you. Wow. You were already armed when you walked through the door. Thank goodness. You moved, present your firearm, and shoot your nearest attacker. The second attacker ran out of the door before you could shoot him. And then, this is the amazing part, you don't chase after him. You let the first attacker run outside. You don't shoot him as he's running away. You stay inside, call 911, remain at the scene, talk to police. Now, here's the one thing we can learn. Police had already received calls about your gunshots. EMTs took the wounded robber to the hospital. He's listed in serious but stable condition. Your attacker was under the age of 18, so they don't tell us about his name or his prior criminal convictions. Now, this is the good news is, hey, that was covered in the news. We get to learn from it. But, wow, the obvious things. Hey, somebody's making some noise outside. Is that another neighbor dragging trash cans around? You don't know. And the news story doesn't tell us what happened to the roommate. Was he outside on a smoke break? He sees somebody, you know, trying to climb in through a side window, and he drops the dime. He knows you're armed. He calls you. Maybe a better thought would have been call the police. Now, this could go so many different ways. You used to do kickboxing. I know an appellate lawyer who used to do loved to compete at MMA. And I'm just wondering, I've had roommates where you go, my roommates like to beat people up for fun. I'm just going to stand back. This video is going to be awesome. I can sell it for a fortune. Or is your roommate a girl and she and her daughter are holed up in their room while these two thugs are beating on their bedroom door. Now, that's a different complexion to the situation entirely. The news article could have been either of those situations. It doesn't really say. So we don't know how urgent it was to get back, whether it was compelling to intervene or it would have been wiser to sit back. It's not that we're trying to second guess this individual. It's that those are things we want to consider because that's a decision.
Yeah. Always, you know, the decision-making process is always sort of big.
Well, but now here's why I bring it up, though. If you're a new gun owner, you're one of the 10 million or so who just joined us this year, we want to think about it during the light of day because at 10 minutes after midnight, you're trying to not cause an accident as you're running red lights to get back and help your friends is a terrible time to try and think these things through. The reason you can appear brilliant is you already had a solution at hand and you were just choosing which one to implement. The other thing is, and it doesn't say, did our defender have his gun on him? And one of the reasons that's so critical, you know, it could have been in his under the seat and he already knows there's a problem. He walks in carrying a gun. That's dangerous. You know, you want to make sure this is a gun problem before you walk in. By the way, since somebody kicked in your door, your dog gets out, your neighbors are returning a dog, you really have to identify the people. Were the lights on? There's so much we're going to talk about after the break.
There you go. There you go. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Yes, sir.
Well, I want to wrap up that defensive gun use story that we had.
Sure.
And again, it was brought home again this weekend with the new carry students. This guy gets a call from his roommate, here, come help, someone's breaking in. And they were bad guys, certified, two of them. That disparity of force means, oh, this could be a gun problem. It's not 2 8-year-olds who goofed up on the night to go trick-or-treating, 2 adult men who had evil intent. Oh, they advanced toward me, they have weapons, I stopped the threat, I let them run away. Now, the magic question, by the way, someone already called the cops. You call the cops. Where are you going to put your gun? You do not want it in your hands when the cops rolled up.
Sure.
The police experience is a man walking around with a gun in his hand is up to no good. Now, here's a pro tip. If you want to look like a hero and earn the instant acceptance by the police, when they come around the corner and say, you rang, and you say, yes, officer, I called. The officer looks you over, notices that your firearm is holstered. Bad guys may throw a gun away because they don't want to be caught with it. Having a holster on your body, and the cop goes, were you just involved in that robbery with a weapon? No, sir, I didn't have any gun, but I've got a holster on. You have a holster. Good guys carry holsters. Cops know that. Points for our defender, instant credibility, which you want. But, I mean, and the way you'd know that is to have thought about it ahead of time. Here's if you want to look like a genius, have a plan with your roommate. You know, one plan is, oh, this is a real bad situation, and the roommate maybe his or her daughter or child hunkered down in their room. They lock the door. You come in. The threat goes away. Awesome. That's one style solution. The other is your roommate is driving up, sees somebody kicking in the door. He goes to the neighbors, calls the police, and orders pizza because this is going to be an all-night show and the cops will probably want to appreciate something to eat. When you get there, you go over, order drinks because it's going to be a long night. And you don't get involved because you don't have to, and the cops do the arrest, and your cell phone video makes you an instant hero on YouTube. And something in between might not be to your advantage where you get involved, where you don't have to. But you thinking about it, Bill, the military is classic for this, aren't they? They have a plan for everything.
Not a plan for everything. They just they anticipate most of the plans going sideways. so they have contingencies all over the place.
But they do have a place to start.
Hey, yes.
If my roommate isn't in the house and there's some guys inside, this isn't a gun problem. This isn't my problem. I don't even have, they want to run out with, I don't know, something they found on the mantle, let them go. On the other hand, people are involved. Oh, my goodness. Then lives are at stake and you need to intervene. It's so hard to make that decision in the moment and so easy to make it in the light of day. We're just so much smarter when the sun's up. And that's part of being a gun owner. I love it that we can learn from that other people's experience. Okay.
You know what I've been trying to do? You know what I've been trying to do? I've been trying to find the ultimate gun belt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Because I've seen the ones that are very, very stiff. They have a steel insert.
Yeah.
They stay like a hoop.
Yeah.
And then I've seen some women's gun belts that come pre-curved. You know, mine looks like a snake. It has all this sinuous S's because I've worn it so much. And I wonder, in a premium gun belt, which is better? Do I want one that's got that built-in snake or one that's, you know, part of steel and I could flip it over left to right?
Well, I've been looking too, right? So, with the way my body retains fluid and drains fluid and retains fluid and drops fluid and all this other stuff, I'm constantly either, it's either too loose or it's too tight. So I've been looking for one that will accommodate that, which I had no idea what it was going to be. And I found one quite by accident by a company called Groove Line. And this is stiff to the point to where it will, you can't take it from the top and the bottom of its width and pinch it together. But it stretches a little bit.
Okay.
And it has a magnetic buckle that also latches, right? Mm-hmm. So you push it forward and it unlatches and just slap it to it and it latches up. And I haven't tried it with a gun, but like this past weekend, because I've lost a little bit of weight and because my back is in much better shape, I decided to carry inside the waistband. And before the day was over, I had to ditch the gun.
Oh.
Just because it was pressing, you know. There's some things that I haven't quite escaped yet with the back being worked over. And that was because when I have a gun on me, I don't want the gun moving.
Right.
Right? And I also don't want it to budge when I draw it. So, at first, when I was, you know, I just went through the whole day just tightening the belt over it all. And now I'm going to try this belt. I'm going to try this belt because, one, it's easier to get on and off. Two, it will fit my belt loops a lot better. Three, it will fit my holsters a lot better. And four, I think I'll be able to carry inside the waistband, which for me is a much more versatile way to carry because I carry big guns. So when I carry outside the waistband, I've got to have quite a shirt on to hide that. So I'm going to try something different.
At this carry class, before I just tossed the concealed carry holster on there, And as I did that, I really got a chance to look at it. They do acquire some unusual shapes, don't they?
Yes.
The print of the side of your body on one side, and then
yes.
sort of the bulge and all the little features of the firearm imprinted into them.
Yep.
And the gun belt gets a little curved along your back and over your hips.
Yep.
There's some break-in involved in that.
Well, apparently not with a groove line belt. I threw that on. I was like, wow, I can't believe it was that easy.
Cool.
So we'll have to do a review of that and everything. That's just one of those things where I get out there and, you know, you don't have the issue yet because you're still nice and long and slim, and I do. So got to work on that here and there when I can. So anyway.
Is Dan back with you? Is he?
Dan is back with me. He was on the road last week, and today he is back.
Because I have been scouring his website, The Truth About Guns. Fascinating articles. You know, politicians saying that self-defense basically makes you a fascist if these rioters want to loot, burn. Wow.
Yeah.
This will be so – there's a lot to learn when Dan comes on. He covers so much.
And before you go, tell everybody how to find you.
Well, once a week I get to join you and the ninjas here first thing Monday. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. It's an ensemble podcast. Runs about an hour and a half. Self-Defense Gun Stories runs about 15 minutes in contrast. My blog and my writing, some 1,800 articles, are at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the articles are picked up at Clash Daily, at Amoland, and on the Daily Surge.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure to talk to you next week.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.